Everything sent on the day, everything centred around the castle, the plinth, is that the correct term? The circular, almost, it was an oval, and the canopy, and I always have my sympathy for the royal family having to, on those occasions, to, you know, they've got to go through their duty, and we're all regalia and everything. And I think, you know, are they really enjoying it? You know, it's a duty. I wonder what, if they had a choice, what they want to do? You know, but I also remember security people. They were talking about threats and that thing and the security, and being up on one of the turrets, for want of a better word, and scanning the countryside outside, or the rivers, and where they had different lookouts and security posts and that sort of thing. And I did find that strange for a very democratic society where, hang on, we've got security here now in this country. I thought the war was over and, you know, we didn't need guns and that sort of thing, you know. That was security beforehand, and afterwards nothing happened. But the debate was there, which was very, very interesting, very, very interesting. But obviously the ceremony, the pomp, that went ahead, and good luck. And it's funny, you know, years later, I can look in hindsight, where Prince Charles was there, and then as a player in Stradi being introduced to him, and thinking, oh, this is a young guy. Yeah, I saw up in Carnarvon, and of course later on I was chairman of Llanelli, and I had to entertain the prince. And I've got to tell you a story. You know, this is it was for the South Africa game. Prince Charles was invited down, and obviously I had to sit next to him to welcome him. And Phil Bennett, another great friend, was on the other side, and we had to explain to him things were going on the field and that sort of thing. Now, within the first 5 minutes, Matthew Wintle, Welsh international, went up the wing and scored in the corner, and instinctively Phil and I jumped in the air, screaming, yes! And then we suddenly realised who was in between us. We're sitting down quietly. And we paused straight away. And I said, oh, I do apologise, sir, but you'll have to come up with us next time.
And did he?
He smiled and he laughed, and I must say, I found him... he was doing his duty that day, but there were some moments like that where he was just a natural guy, and you know, he could smile and laugh and be superb. But I did have visions afterwards of Prince Charles jumping up with Phil Bennett and myself celebrating. Yeah, yes, it was great. I've seen his sons do it now, and good for you, good for you.